Broussard, who makes the catch just in the nick of time before the dugout of Green Bay. So he gets the third out. One hit for the Rockers, but they come up empty. Rafters do well to shut them down there. So we head to the bottom of the second, scoreless through 1.5 innings. We'll take a quick break here on WFHR.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies this afternoon with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Daytime highs approaching 75. Southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for scattered storms again tonight. Lows level off around 57. Cloudy skies expected. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 80. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 70.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Mom used to scream about Dad's drinking. It drove me crazy till Mom went to Al-Anon. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Alateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to Al-Anon.org.
The Todd Alba Show.
These fires in Alberta, they're just this very narrow jet stream, just bringing all that kind of smoke down. What it does is those sunsets and sunrises.
Yeah.
I mean, you've just got this massive deep red disc up in the sky. It's like you're in a Star Wars, you know, movie or something like that.
The Todd Alba Show.
Which makes sense when you look at the Civic Media lineup. I mean, we really look like the Cantina Bar as far as all the characters.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Bottom of the second inning, a three-up and three-down inning for Green Bay in the first. So Brendan Bobo will lead off here in the cleanup spot. So Bobo, batting .233, he leads the team in RBIs with 27, also in home runs with 6. He got a big double yesterday, which was an RBI that allowed Sailors eventually to get home. He smashed a ball in the center field, it hit the top of the wall at Warner Park, almost went gone. So Bobo, we'll see the first pitch. Cooper Dossett, 3 straight groundouts for the Rafters in the first. So Dossett will come set. He'll kick high and serve. And first pitch comes up and away on a ball, 1-0. Fastball at 86 for Dossett. It was 2 groundouts to second, and Gallison grounded out to the pitcher. The 1-0 and swing and a foul back. 1-1. Bobo and his second season for Wisconsin Rapids. 61 hits in total last season with 56 RBIs. So 1 ball, 1 strike. Dossett will take a deep breath. And the 1-1 to Bobo. Up and high on the left side for a ball. Bobo batted a .216 with 41 games played this season for Cal State Fullerton. He had 30 hits as well. So a little bit down as far as the numbers he would have liked. Dossett looks high once again. He'll step, set, and the 2-1 right down the plate on a fastball. 2-2. 2-2 count. Dossett looking for his first strikeout. Out of Springdale, Arkansas. So plays in the SEC, which is one of the best divisions in collegiate baseball. Best conferences. And the 2-2. Bobo fouls it back. Two-two count once again. The Rafters had held the Green Bay Rockers because they had the bases loaded. It was a hit from Matthews in the top of the second. But a pop out for Zukowski to end the inning. 2-2 count. Rafters looking for their first hit. And Dossett will step in. He'll look the 2-2. And right down the plate gets Bobo looking. That was a curveball that paints the left edge at 86. So he goes down. And that's Dossett's first strikeout of the game. And Garrett Broussard, 29 hits for him on 125 at-bats. He bats a 232 with 12 RBIs. So Broussard from Utah Valley and San Juan Capistrano. Another returning Rafter was a Northwoods League All-Star last season. He bats a 258 last season. This season a 232. And a swing and a line drive over a jumping Wilson at second. Curves into right field. And Garrett Broussard with a base hit. Really started to swing the bat a lot better. And he's responsible for the first Rafters hit of the game. So Chris Conniff, 28 hits, batting a 269. He's at 104 at-bats as well. 20 runs and 17 RBIs. One down. Conniff from Wagner College. Another returning Rafter. And Dossett will fire and sweep the left side for his try. 0-1. Each team with a hit now. Broussard stands at first. No and one count. Dossett looks down and does it once more. The 0-1 right down the plate in for a strike. He's got one strikeout where he struck out Bobo. 0-2 count. Broussard the leadoff. A curved line drive that went over the jumping head of Blake Wilson at second. No balls, two strikes. The 0-2 to Conniff, out in high for a ball, 1-2. So each team with a hit now. Matthews got it for the Rockers. And both line drives in the right field almost. Matthews, his hit was near the first base line. Broussard's was more in the right center. As Dossett looks over at first. 1-2 count. One down, each team with a hit. The 1-2, and just up high for a ball, 2-2. So two balls, two strikes. One out. Bottom second. And Dossett looks over at first. He'll put the ball in his glove. Look down, set, serve. The 2-2 swing and a miss for strike three. So Conniff goes down. That's the first time we've seen a strikeout swinging today as far as the Rockers side. Bobo struck out looking, so Conniff strikes out swinging. So this brings up Jorge Degatti. Leads the team in batting average with a 315, 23 hits and 6 RBIs. Broussard at first and fouls it away on the right side, 0-1. So Degatti batting 7th in the order. Broussard stands at first. He led off with his first hit, and a swing and a ground ball that goes into a diving Matthews at first. Gets to his knees, fields it up, and runs over and tags it in time. So Rafters get a hit, but nothing comes from that. We head to the top of the third, scoreless through two.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crudités at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were crudy takes.
Crudies takes. See, man? It all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Top of the third inning, Zane Zielinski will lean off as the rain's starting to come down here. As Zielinski swings and hits a weak bouncer over to Broussard, away from the bag at first, runs on the first base line to tag Zielinski. Did he do so? And gets him. He tagged him on the right hip. So was able to make that tag as this is, brings up Blake Wilson. So Zielinski gets grounded out and tags out. So as Wilson will step in, who flew out to center, the rain really starting to pour down here. We're in the top of the third. We expected some rain in the forecast, but right now it's doing so. So Rosencrantz will fire and find the strike zone. 0-1. So no balls, a strike. 0-1 count with one down. Rosencrantz sets in a swing and a miss. 0-2. Oh, and two count. One out. Rosencrantz will set in once more. He'll set and serve on a curveball that finds the right edge of the zone for three straight strikes, and that's the second out. So Jacob Rosencrantz gets him down looking, and that's the third strikeout of his day. So Carlos Hernandez, who struck out swinging, fell victim to one of Rosencrantz's strikeouts. His first time up.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Drive safely, Wisconsin. Highway workers are out on the road. Help them out. Slow down, stay focused, and eliminate distractions. Work zone safety. It's everyone's responsibility.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Back here inside the ballpark, coming back early as, well, Raptors went 1-2-3 in the top of the third. They were able to retire the side. It was a ground out from Zielinski. Wilson struck out looking, and Hernandez grounded out as well. So Raptors are going to look to just continue that. And they've done well on the defensive side of the ball. As for them, it's going to be a big thing. Can they continue more hits? They've already had one hit. It came at the hands of Garrett Poussard. So Dawson on the mound once more. And he'll be back once again. So Luke Hansen, who just was responsible for that assist, batting eighth in the order. 2.5 innings gone. Each team with a hit. But that's about it. So Luke Hansen, a guy that's been big at times for the Raptors. They've really needed his work on the defensive side of the ball. Offensively, he's batting a 5-for-20. 5-for-24, excuse me, with a 208 batting average, 10 strikeouts and 4 runs. So Luke Hansen, the right-hander, he'll lead off. So Hansen, Jensen, and Sailors, 8-9-1 in the batting order. Each team with a hit. Cooper Dawson, who's gotten 2 strikeouts. Dawson struck out Bobo and also struck out Conniff. So Dawson will look in. He'll fire up in high on the first pitch for a ball on a fastball at 89. 1-0 count. Each team with a hit. The 1-0 count. Dossett will set and fire and fouled backside on Hansen. So Luke Hansen, a Virginia Cavalier from Williamsburg, Virginia. A two-sport athlete in high school, batted a 356 for Virginia this season. 16 hits in total. A 1-1 count. Dossett will look in, and Hansen pops it away. Fouled on the right side, 1-2. One ball, 2 strikes. To Gotti, who grounded out to first to end the inning in the bottom of the second. Leading off is Hansen. Dossett in front in this count, 1-2. He'll come set. He'll step high. The kick. The 1-2. Up and away for a ball. 2-2. So 2 balls, 2 strikes. Hansen with 1 RBI this season. He also has 4 runs as well. Heading into his sophomore season. 2-2 count for Dawson. He'll look down. And the 2-2 to Hansen. And swing and a miss upstairs. Strike 3, so that is the 3rd strikeout of Dossett's day, and Hansen goes down. So Levi Jensen, 8 hits, batting a 100 on 80 at-bats. He's had 6 RBIs. So another returning Raptor in the order, and the University of North Alabama from Luck, Wisconsin. Bottom of the 3rd here. 1 gone. And Jensen will see the first offering, and it comes in on the left edge. 4 strike, 0-1. Fastball at 86. No balls, a strike. Cooper Dawson with 3 strikeouts. He struck out Bobo, Conniff, and Hansen. As Jensen shows bunt, pulls away, but sees another strike, 0-2. 0-2 count. With 1 down. The bottom of the order with Levi Jensen. On deck, his Sailors. Dawson steps, serves the 0-2, and Jensen fouls it on the inside of the bat, and it just drags away. Out of Luck, Wisconsin, and One of three Wisconsin natives still on this roster. 0-2 count. One down. Levi Jensen has been very solid behind the plate. He struggled when batting. He'll see the 0-2 way outside on a curve that goes behind the glove of Moeller. But it come in for a ball. 1-2. So one ball, two strikes. One down, each team with a hit. Rafters looking to add to that here in the third inning. Dossett, the fire, and Jensen foul back once more. So staying alive in this count. Sees a fastball at 91, 1-2. One, two count with one out. Hanson struck out swinging. Dossett already with three strikeouts, and we're not even done with the top of the with the entire order yet. So Dossett steps and fires the 1-2 to Jensen, and a curveball that sweeps the right edge in for strike three. Jensen goes down looking, and that's back-to-back strikeouts for Cooper Dossett, and then we'll take us to the top of the order. Nolan Sailors, who grounded out to second, first time up. Two down. So Sailors out of Creighton from Omaha, Nebraska, was ranked one of the top shortstops in the Omaha area, and he swings and misses on the first offering, 0-1. That was another fastball. Finds the zone right down the plate at 91. So Dossett will shake off once more and now likes to pitch. Stands on the first base side of the slab with the ball in his glove. The slow windup, the release. 0-1 up high for a ball. 1-1. So one ball, one strike. And he struck out Bobo, Conniff, Hanson, and Jensen for the first time up through the order. Two down. The 1-1. And paints the left edge in for a strike. 1-2. So a 1-2 count. Two gone. Here, bottom of the third. Dossett steps, winds, and the 1-2 home as Sailors drives it right field line out of play. But good contact as he came across that ball. One, two count. Dossett with the ball in his right hand. Now puts in his glove. He'll look in. He'll come set. Kick the 1-2 to Sailors and a swing and a miss for strike three. So Dossett records another strikeout. That is his fifth of the afternoon and the third straight. So this game is scoreless through three innings. We head to the top of the fourth here on WFHR.
If you have sustained an injury or have joint pain, you may need Wisconsin River Orthopedics. After a thorough examination, you may be prescribed therapy. Wisconsin River Orthopedics features their own in-house therapy center, staffed by experienced occupational and physical therapy professionals. If you need surgery for your ailment from one of their four surgeons, you may need therapy afterwards. Call 715-424-1881 or go to wroinstitute.com. 715-424-1881. Relieving pain and restoring lives.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us too in completing this important mission. Please visit hfotusa.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Top of the fourth, Joey Veer with you here on WFHR. Rain is coming down, but it looks like they're still playing right now. So Jacob Rosenkrantz, he'll set in and throw the first pitch that goes into Holman's knee, bounces off. So not a good start. He's hit by a pitch. That's the second time a rocker has been hit by a pitch today. So Holman reached base. First two at-bats, a walk and a hit by pitch, so he'll take first now. And Nainoa Cardenas out of Hawaii, batting a 167. 8 RBIs in 10 hits. He struck out looking first time up. Each team with a hit. Mateo Matthews responsible for Green Bay, and Garrett Broussard with a hit as well. So not much action so far here on the offensive side. So Jacob Rosenkrantz will come set and he'll look once again. And a curveball that drifts left field side. Good contact from Cardenas. Three strikeouts for Rosenkrantz today. He's done well on that side. He's only given up a hit. He'll look and serve the 0-1 and a swing and a ground ball that stays fair on the third baseline. Degani loses it, bounces into his chest, and a base hit. So a hit, which seems like, but it will come in as an error. So Degani had trouble fielding that ball. And Cardenas gets the first off of an error. So Degani charged that ball. The ball scooped up above his glove, hit his chest, and then he didn't know where it went. He thought it went over him for a sec. So runners advance to first and second. Cardenas at first, Holman at second. Rosenkrantz fires, and showing bunt is Luke Moeller, who got on base on a fielder's choice. He reached third, but wasn't able to get home. The 0-1 count, Luke Moeller, 10 hits, batting a 238 at the plate, and the 0-1 as he pushes a bunt over Rosenkrantz on the right side. He couldn't get to it in time, so a perfectly executed bunt for Moeller, bases loaded with no outs. Rockers on the cusp of cracking the scoreboard here in the top of the fourth. So a hit for Moeller. Mateo Matthews, who got a base hit first time up, drilled the ball in the right field. Moeller at first, Cardenas at second, and Jack Holman at third. And Matthews flies it left side. That one won. But right now, the Rockers up to two hits, but the bases are loaded. Holman gets on base after he's hit by a pitch. Cardenas gets an error from Degani at third. And Moeller, a perfectly executed bunt into the right part of the infield. The 0-1 to Matthews sweeps the right edge in for a strike. 0-2. 0-2 count. Bases loaded. The 0-2, and a swing and a popped up ball that is towering in the air. Hansen comes under it at short and makes an easy catch for one out. So that's what you need for the Raptors, those pop outs. So the left fielder, Austin Folley, first time up at the plate, he walked. Rosenkrantz so far has gone 3 1/3 inning, 56 pitches. He's allowed two hits, two walks, but has acquired three strikeouts. So a bouncer that just pulls left field side. Austin Folly, a Kentucky Wildcat from Lake Worth, Florida. A 171 batting average. Was able to reach base today. This would be a big defensive stop for the Raptors if they can find a way to get out of this jam. The 0-1 on a curveball sweeps to right side and finds the strike zone. 0-2. One down. This would put the pressure on. And Rosencrantz can find a way to get his fourth strikeout. He'll serve the 0-2 and a curveball. The throw from Jensen and the tag out at first. Broussard just a little bit late to the tag as Moore gets back in time. One ball, two strikes. 1-2 count. Moeller at first, Cardenas at second, and Jack Coleman. But that was a strike three from Folly. He goes down, so Rosencrantz gets the strikeout. And Kyler Zukowski, it's his turn. He popped out to first. So two down, Rosencrantz gets the strikeout. That was big. It was bases loaded with no outs. Now has an opportunity to get out of the jam. The 0-1 down low to Zukowski. Down in for a ball, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Two gone here, top of the fourth. The look in by Rosencrantz. The 1-1 on the check swing from Zukowski. And first base umpire Gary Glover said he did not fully come across on the swing, so 2-1. A native of Madison, Wisconsin. Zukowski, the center fielder. 17 RBIs for him with a home run. Also 19 hits, and the 2-1 to Zukowski in a check swing once more. And that comes in for a ball, so 3-1. So one more ball sends a runner home for the Rockers. Holman stands there now. Three balls, a strike. The 3-1, swing and a miss. There it is, 3-2. So now finding a way to get back in the count on a fastball. 86 of the payoff, two down. Three balls, two strikes, and two outs. And bases loaded here, top of the fourth. The payoff, and stepping away. Jensen wanted to have a word with his pitcher, Rosencrantz. So Green Bay, once again, having runners in scoring position. This will be quite the way for the Raptors to get out of this jam. Bases were fully loaded with no outs. But a pop-up from Matthews and a strikeout from Folly. Rosencrantz, four strikeouts. He's allowed two hits and has thrown two walks. So here we go. Three balls, two strikes. Two down, one away here, top of the fourth. Rosencrantz, the payoff. And a swing and a ground ball that goes into DeGondi at third. Looks over at third now. Then the throw to first. One hop bounces it into Zukowski. So the run does not score. And the Raptors get out of the jam. A big inning for them on the defensive side of the ball. We head to the bottom of the fourth. We say 0-0. We'll step away here on WFHR.
Air conditioner not running? Make a call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. We'll work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, our team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. We'll get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortaire.biz.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the fourth inning, Cooper Dossett will step on. So once more, this game is tied 0-0. Raptors only have one hit, and it came at the hands of Garrett Broussard. So Anthony Gallison will lead off here in the bottom of the fourth. He grounded out to the pitcher first time up. So out of Coastal Carolina, and a guy that didn't see much action for the Chanticleers. He broke his leg, so he's just been recovering, and he wants to play the entire way through this season just to get the reps in, to get the at-bats, because he lost a lot with his injury. Previously attended Elon, where he graduated in an economics degree. So Gallison, the right-hander on Cooper Dossett, who's had five strikeouts, and will set and serve. Gallison fouls it away, tips it off the top side of the bat. That one won. So, not many hits between these two teams, only three combined, and it's result in zeros across the board. Dossett will set in once more. He'll serve the 0-1 and a fastball outside of the zone on the right side. Luke Moeller has to make the catch. 1-1 count. Well, one ball, one strike. Coming set and serving is Dossett. He'll serve high outside of the zone. 2-1. Gallison, that's a 265. He's had 9 RBIs and 9 runs. Was able to get an RBI the other day against Madison here at Ware Field. 2-1 count. Dossett again. And up high for a ball. So getting ahead in this count, 3-1. And is Anthony Gallison, who's 0-1. An on-base percentage of a .641. The 3-1. A swing and a high fly ball off the top side of the bat into right field. Three runners running after it as Jack Holman runs after it into right field and can't get there and dives and goes before him and he's down. Gallison will take second as Holman right now is down. So a little slow to get up. The first baseman, Matthews, Wilson, the second baseman, and Holman were all running after it in the right field. On the right field line, it drops Gallison with a hit. So each team with two hits, Gallison with a double. And that was big. He flew a ball into right field, kind of in an awkward spot on the right field line, and three rockers could not make that catch. So Ty Johnson, batting second here in the bottom of the fourth, grounded out to second first time up. Gallison puts himself in scoring position. The first time the Raptors have had that here today. Each team with two hits. Dawson will look over at second. Gallison leads off there now and fires in. Johnson pushes a bunt away and near the dugout of the Raptors. No and one. And no balls to strike. Each team with two hits. An error from the Raptors. It hasn't cost them, though. They've gotten timely strikeouts and big pitching. And also the infield has been superb once more. The 0-1 from Dossett. Johnson shows a bunt. He pulls it away. It looks like it possibly could have skimmed his left foot. In for a ball, though. 1-1. One ball, one strike. Gallison at second. Some light rain still pouring down. Cooper Doss had five strikeouts, and he's given up his second hit. The glance over at second. The 1-1 to Johnson. He flies it out left side. 1-2. 1-2 count. The set in from Johnson. The 1-2 from Dossett. Swing and a miss. Johnson, very frustrated with himself, was about to slam the bat down, shaking his head as he walks over the dugout. So Johnson strikes out. And Brendan Bobo, who struck out looking first time up. Dossett gets him with a fastball in the inside zone at 91. So up to his sixth strikeout. 47 pitches, he's had two hits. Gallison at second. One down. Bobo struck out looking first time up. Two away, here bottom four. Doss hit the right-hander. He'll look in once more. He'll kick high and serve as Bobo flies this out left field side, out of play. For an 0-1 count. Each team with two hits. Gallison with a leadoff double. A low fly ball that pulls into right field, so he'll stand at second. Dossett. Sets and serves the 0-1 and a swing and a weak ground ball over to first at Matthews. Away from the bag, meeting him there is Dawson, who tags first before Bobo can get there. But advancing to third is Gallison. So Garrett Broussard, who got a hit first time up, one of two Raptors to do so. So Broussard, a base hit in the right center field. They're going to need his services once again. A two-run shot yesterday in the left field, and then hit a two-run home run into left center field on Sunday. So he's been swinging the bat a lot better in the past couple games. He's up to a .232 batting average, 12 RBIs and 29 hits. Two gone, as Dossett will fire way inside, and that nearly looked like that could have grazed the jersey of Broussard, but it comes in for a ball, pushes on the inside for a 90-mile-per-hour fastball. 1-0 count. The look over at third for Dossett. He'll serve the 1-0 way outside for a ball. 2-0. So two balls, no strikes. Broussard, 17 runs in total. And a Utah Valley, and he'll see the 2-0. just upside and out of the zone for a ball. So three straight balls for Garrett Broussard. So the right-hander right now ahead in the count. A runner at third. First time today the Raptors have had that. Anthony Gallison will stand there now as ball number four comes up and in. So Broussard gets to first. And Chris Conniff, who struck out swinging first time up at the plate, he's 0 for 1. He's fallen victim to one of six strikeouts for Dossett. As pitching coach coming out there now for the Rockers. Same with Luke Moeller, the catcher. So what you do here for the Raptors, well, you're obviously going to need to at least get on base, get a hit. But Anthony Gallison, the question for him is if he can get home. And once more, Chris Conniff has 17 RBIs. In my opinion, you have Conniff and DeGatti. So two good hitters for the Raptors up. If Conniff can get on base or pull a ball into the outfield or just a base hit, that will be big. So batting a 269. Broussard at first, Gallison at third. Two gone for the Rockers here, bottom four. As Conniff swings and hits a line drive before the head of Folley. And Gallison gets home. So there's Conniff with an RBI. So an RBI single. A slicing line drive that drops before Folley can get to it. So Conniff with an RBI single. And talking with his teammate right now at first, Mateo Matthews. So about both out of Wagner College. So Jorge DeGatti, a ground out to first. Raptors break through in the scoreboard. They lead 1-0. Up to three hits now. Runners at first and second. Conniff at first. Broussard at second. As DeGatti fouls it, bounces it away. Hits on the bottom side of the bat. 0-1. No balls a strike. 0-1 count. Two down. The 0-1. A swing and a ground ball up the middle. DeGatti gets to first. Broussard on his way from second. And another run scores. So Jorge DeGatti on his seventh RBI of the season comes here in the bottom of the fourth. And so the Raptors now lead 2-0. That was big. Then back-to-back RBI singles. Luke Hansen, who struck out swinging first time up. As Rockers have a pitcher warming up in the bullpen. A 2-0 lead for Wisconsin Rapids. Green Bay has found themselves down 2-0 as DeGatti at first, Conniff at second. First delivery up and inside for a ball, 1-0. A ground ball up the middle paves the way for Broussard to get home. So 1-0 count. One away for the Rockers once again. And a 1-0 up high for a ball. So bottom four. Raptors right now have the lead and looking to build on that. An RBI single from Conniff. And an RBI single once more from DeGatti. And the 2-0 swinging a high fly ball into shallow left as Zukowski runs it down and makes the grab for the third out. So the Raptors get two runs, though. They crack the scoreboard. They lead 2-0. We head to the top of the fifth on WFHR.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Top of the fifth inning, Jack Bockmore will step on the mound. So, Rosencrantz's day is done, and Bockmore has appeared in two games with a 1-0 record. The senior from University of Lynchburg and an Alexandria, Virginia native. He's only appeared in three innings, two hits allowed, and three strikeouts. The two games he appeared in was against Madison on July the 4th, where he went an inning, and he appeared in two innings against Lakeshore on July the 6th. So the left-hander, a second-half player for the Rafters, so he's a guy that works very quickly. He doesn't take that much time in between his pitches. So, Rafters take a 2-0 lead, bottom of the fourth. Two RBI singles, one from Conniff and one from Degatti. So, Gallison gets home on the first run, and Broussard does on the second. So, Bockmore will work in on Zane Zielinski here in the top of the order. First delivery, out for a ball, 1-0. Zielinski was hit by a pitch, and he grounded out as well. So Bockmore works in once more and throws a ball, 2-0. Rockers, though, they've had two hits. They've had runners in scoring position, and the Rafters had an unbelievable way to get out of the jam. There was bases loaded with no outs, and they had guys that just stepped up. Matthews popped out. Folley struck out swinging, and then Zukowski grounded out to third. The first strike comes in, finds his zone, 3-1. Bockmore will work in. Throws a 3-1, and once more gets back in the count, 3-2. So the count is full. And Bockmore sets the payoff way outside for ball four. He's frustrated about that. That ball just got away from him. And so a leadoff walk for Zielinski. Second time he's reached first today. And Blake Wilson, who flew out to center, and also struck out looking. So 0-2. Out of Kansas State, 19 hits. From Parker, Colorado, so Bockmore will look over at first and push Zielinski back towards the bag. And he's batting a 250. Blake Wilson, the second baseman. And Bockmore works high and serves on a curveball that paints the left edge in for a strike. 0-1. No balls, one strike. 0-1 count. The 0-1 up and high and away. 1-1. Like 1-1 count. Bockmore, the left-hander, fires in, and the University of Lynchburg. He's a guy who obviously works quickly, has a great arm, throws a lot of curve balls. He can paint the zone with fastballs as well. But he is a, there's the curve ball up and high on the upstairs edge for a ball. 3-1. So right now, he already walked the first batter on the verge of walking the second. He'll have to stay poised. 3-1 count. Bachmore fires outside for ball four, shaking his head in disgust. Back-to-back walks as Levi Jensen wants to have a moment with his pitcher on the mound. So Wilson to first, Zielinski to second. A tying run at first here, top of the fifth. So Hernandez struck out swinging and also grounded out to short. So he's DHing from Anderson University. Has the highest batting average in the order of a 328, 45 hits for him. He's a power hitter. So he's played catcher as well for the Rockers, and he swings and misses on the first pitch. So right now, first time in this inning, Bachmore gets ahead in the count on 1-1. Light rain still continuing to come down. There's no balls to strike. The 0-1 from Bachmore, and that bounces way high away from Jensen. He lost it. It bounces into the dugout. The runners advance. So that ball skied in the air. It looks like it ricocheted off of Jensen's inside knee as it just popped up. So one ball, one strike. The runners advance. Wilson is second. Zielinski at third. Two in scoring position. Nobody down. And Bachmore sets high, and Hernandez fouls it off on the top side of the bat, 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Runners at second and third. And Bachmore with the ball in his glove. Stands on the third base side of the mound. He'll look in and fire the 1-2 in a swing. And a popped up ball into shallow right. Bobo comes after it and makes the catch as that's one down. So Zielinski was ready to take off to home. But given where the ball was in right field, if that was deep right field, sure enough, he would have gotten home, but since it was in shallow right, Bobo would have made that throw. So Jack Holman, who's reached base twice today, he's walked and was hit by a pitch. And Bachmore works and throws low on a ball once more, 1-0. So a 1-0 count. One down, two in scoring position. The 1-0 and a check swing inside as third base umpire Brandon Ottens said he did not go. 2-0. So Holman, UCLA Bruin, from Wrightwood, California. He'll step in and see the 2-0, and that goes, pushes in for a ball. 3-0, so the Rockers have a chance to have the bases loaded, and the 3-0 just finds the left edge in for a strike. 3-1, one down. 3-1 count. Runners at second and third. The 3-1 and a swing and a ball lifted in the air into right center field. This ball's carrying, and it goes into the glove of Bobo at right. Taking off from third is Zielinski. Cleat first dive in the third is Wilson. So a run scores, and the Rockers get on the board. They cut this lead in half, 2-1. So a sac fly RBI from Holman and Nainoa Cardenas, who's 0-for-2, struck out looking, and got on base off of an error from Degatti at third. Wilson to third. Holman does his job, does exactly what he needs to do. Get a run home. Two down, And Bachman will look in. Top of the fifth. As Bachmore throws up on a curve. As head umpire Brennan Hastings looks over to Ottens at third. And it comes in for a ball. Two gone. The 1-0. A swing and a towering popped up ball. That goes away in the air as Hansen comes out, makes the grab at short. But the Rockers get a run. They cut this lead to 2-1. We had bottom five here on WFHR.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and